sun, moon, and stars. Rhea was a very smart and intelligent girl. From the time she was a little girl, she was always fascinated by the sun, moon, and stars. As she was growing up, she always wanted to discover more about the space and other planets. So whenever anyone asked her what she wanted to become, she would always say she wants to become an astronaut when she grows up. From her toddler days, she had always listened to a lot of stories about sun, moon, and stars. But in every story, her mother always used to tell her that they are a big joint family. Rhea also lived in a big joint family along with her parents, grandparents, uncle, and aunt. So as a toddler, she always thought about the sun, moon, and star to be a very big joint family just as hers. But as Rhea was growing up, her curiosity to know more about the space kept increasing. And with time, she also realized that there is more up in the space other than the sun, moon, and stars that comprise of our solar system. Like there are planets, asteroids, comet, and much more. She also read about space being as big as infinity. One day, when Rhea and her mother were talking to each other, she told her mother that you always kept telling me about sun, moon, and stars to be a very big family. But as I have been reading and studying, I also learned that they are a part of solar system, but not a big family. To this, Rhea's mother gave a big smile and said that sun, moon, and star, along with many others in space, are indeed a very big family. Rhea was 9 years old now and had been reading a lot about solar system, the space, and much more in detail. So she asked her mother that how she always claimed that they are a big family. Now mother could see the curiosity that Rhea had developed. So she explained to Rhea that how you live in a big joint family. Do you just need me or everyone? To this, Rhea replied that, Mom, I need you to be with me, give me bath, dress up. I need Dad to play around with me when he is home and take me to school in the morning. I need grandparents to tell me good stories. I need my sister to play with me. Also, I need uncle and aunt to buy me chocolates and take me out. Mother could see how well Rhea had understood that she just does not need her parents but also her family as a whole, and was very happy to hear all that she said. Rhea asked her mother, how are sun, moon, and star a big family? Mother replied, just like every member in the family is dependent on each other for their work, the same way sun, moon, and star are interdependent on each other. Mother asked Rhea, can you tell me what does a sun give us? Now Rhea had got the chance to show things she had been reading about in the solar system, and said that the sun is very important to us. It gives us sunlight, which helps us to get vitamin and other requirements. It also allows plants to grow and gives us natural light. Mother also asks Riya, can you tell me when can you see the sun? Riya replied, we see the sun early in the morning when it rises and it sets in the evening. Well, in the evening, after the sun sets, what do you see? Asked Mother. After the sun sets in the evening, we see moon and stars in the sky. Now the mother further questioned and asks, after the sun sets, moon takes over. But does that mean that sun is out of the solar system? To this, Riya replied, no, mom, the earth revolves around its own axis that causes day and night. So when the part of the earth facing the sun while its rotation causes day and the other part of the sun which is on the other direction gets night. Mother was truly impressed with Riya's knowledge about the day and night. Also about the earth's rotation. She further asked Riya, where does the earth rotates around? To this, she replied, around its own axis. An axis is an imaginary line around the sun and is tilted at 23.5 degrees. Well, that is true and well explained, Riya, said the mother. Mom further asked, tell me more about now what do you think is the need for moon? To this, Riya replied, well, moon is the only natural satellite we have in our solar system and it has its own role to play. Like if we have only sun, we would always experience various high temperature throughout the day. But due to the process of the day and the night, it is the temperatures in the daytime can be high while decreasing it during the night time. Riya asked her mother, what is the role of the stars in the solar system? Well, stars have their own role. They are countless and can add up to the sky light even during the no moon phase on the earth. Mom, that's true. Stars twinkle and give us light. And since there are billions and infinite stars, each starlight does add up to the light during the no moon day. Riya said, well, mom, this is about sun, moon and stars having their benefits. But that does not make them a big family. To this, the mother replied, well, it does, dear. And now Riya was not able to still understand the connection. So she asked her mother to explain in detail. The mother asked Riya, well, what do you think, where am I the most part of the day in the house? Now from the time Riya had been understanding, she has been seeing her mother working most part of her day in the kitchen. So she instantly replied, well, mom, most part of the day you are working in the kitchen. Mother replied, that is true. Now when I am not well or when I go out, who takes over the kitchen? She replied, grandmom and aunt. So the mother said, well, in my absence also, you get your food and all other requirements with help of grandmother and aunt. Similarly, when moon is absent in the sky and we do not get its moonlight, stars try to add up to the light together. Sun and moon are also interrelated. Well, sun is huge, but because earth revolves around its axis, part of the earth facing the sun gets sunlight. wherein the other parts where sun sets, moon takes over to decrease the temperature and also remind us that we have been working through our day and now need some rest so we know we can go to sleep in the night. Riya, did you understand how are they interrelated to each other? The mother further tells that when dad is not in the house, grandpa sees to it that all the outside shopping for home is done and met with, even when dad and uncle are on work tour or come home late in the night. So you see, they all have a role to play in each other's absence. That means we as a family are also interdependent on each other. And it is because we all do our duties together is the reason we get our necessities, let it be food, money, clothing, and shelter. The same way, solar system is also a very big family. But the core of the solar system is sun, and all the planets orbit around sun. So it is very important and big part of this big family. Riya now understood how her mother had been interrelating each of the family members to each other and explaining her the solar system. So she instantly replied, "Mom, just the way sun is the core of solar system family, grandparents are the core of our big family. It is only because of them we all exist and live together happily." Now hearing to this reply from Riya, mother was so happy that how Riya had well understood the solar system as family, but also had understood importance of each member in her own big joint family. On the other hand, Riya also kept thinking that her mother just did not explain the importance of solar system as a big family, but also the importance of each member present in her big joint family. All this while, the grandparents had been quietly listening to all the conversation Riya and her mother were having in the neighboring room, and was so glad how well Riya and her mother understands the real importance of having a big joint family and could relate it so well to the solar system as a big family.